sister-in-law of U.S. water polo captain, Maggie Steffens, dies after arriving in Paris. U.S. water polo captain Maggie Steffens is competing amid tragedy at the Paris Olympics after the sudden death of her sister-in-law. Speaking to the Associated Press, the three-time gold medalist confirmed that Lulu Connor died suddenly on July 23 after traveling to France to watch her compete in the Summer Games. She said the family is still trying to piece together what exactly happened but said the 26-year-old suffered a medical emergency. She was so excited for the Olympic Games. We're really close. She's the light of the world. She just brings so much joy to everyone. She always brings people together, Ms. Steffens said. While on Team USA's boat during the opening ceremony last week, Ms. Steffens honored Lulu by dropping a bouquet of flowers in the Seine River in remembrance. It's going to be a really hard couple weeks for all of us, she said. My team has been a really big support system for me. I've been obviously really struggling, and my husband as well and his entire family. I mean, it's a nightmare, and it's completely shocking. But I think just feeling her spirit here is, like I said, it's amazing. And I hope that we can make her proud every single day. Also paying tribute, which may have come as a surprise to some, is rapper and official women's water polo sponsor Flavor Flav. In an Instagram post, Ms. Steffens' husband Bobby is seen gifting the rapper a clock necklace made by Lulu herself prior to her death. I'ma be wearing a very special second clock for the duration of the Olympics and beyond, made with love by artist Lulu Connor, he wrote. Flavor Flav is famously known for wearing giant clock necklaces, viewing time as the most important element, and when we stop, time keeps going. A close-up of the necklace in the video shows a simple message of support for the team. Reading, made with love by Lulu Connor. Let's go USAWWP, on the clock. Ms. Steffens married Bobby back in November of 2023, with Lulu, an artist, consistently showing up in support of the team making clocks for every single member of the women's water polo team. The preliminary rounds of the competition began over the weekend, with Ms. Steffens scoring two goals in her team's 15-6 victory over Greece. She is the highest-scoring woman in Olympic history with 58 goals. It definitely helps to play, Ms. Steffens said. I'm like so out of body in a way right now. And I just keep trying to remind myself what Lulu would want and how she would be, you know, how can I embody her spirit the best? And Lulu was somebody that she gave 150% to everything she did. In an eerily similar sequence of events, coach Adam Krikorian lost his brother, Blake, during the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro and flew home to be with family prior to the team's first game. He explained what Ms. Steffens and her family need right now is support, love, and time to be able to experience the wave of emotions. You know when it happens, it's like all the emotions come pouring back to you. You might not feel these emotions that often but then they just come rushing back, he said. You just show her love and support. You know it's important that she's there for Bobby and his family as well. This is a difficult time for them, and giving her some freedom to be able to spend some time with them I think is enormously important. Speaking to the San Francisco Chronicle, Mr. Krikorian said that Lulu was full of energy and so excited to be in Paris to watch the team. He went on to add that women's water polo will now honor her by playing with energy. The United States faced off against Spain earlier today, falling short 13-11 and suffering their second loss at an Olympic Games play in over a decade. Team USA returns to the pool on July 31 for their next matchup against Italy.